midnight, I was promised for to be better rewarded, when ye all refused to take the battle. Therefore, as ye be good gentle knights, see me not thus shamefully to die, for it is shame to all knighthood thus to see me die. For I dare say, said Sir Tristram, that I never met with no knight, but I was as good as he, or better. Page 365. Fie upon thee, said Sir Andred, false traitor that thou art, with thine avaunting, for all thy boast thou shalt die this day. O, Andred, Andred, said Sir Tristram, thou shouldst be my kinsman, and now thou art to me full unfriendly, but and there would be no more but thou and I, thou wouldst not put me to death. No, said Sir Andred, and therewith he drew his sword and would have slain him. When Sir Tristram saw him make such a countenance, he looked upon both his hands that were fast bounden unto two knights, and suddenly he pulled them both to him and unrasped his hands. Reader's note, unrasped here means wrenched free, return to text. And then he leaped unto his cousin, Sir Andred, and wroth his sword out of his hands. Reader's note, wroth here means twisted, return to text. Then he smote Sir Andred that he fell to the earth, and so Sir Tristram fought till that he had killed 10 knights. So then Sir Tristram gat the chapel and kept it mightily. Then the cry was great, and the people drew fast unto Sir Andred more than 100. And when Sir Tristram saw the people draw unto him, he remembered he was naked, and sparred fast the chapel door, and brake the bars of a window, and so he leaped out, and fell upon the crags in the sea. And so at that time Sir Andred, nor none of his fellows, might get to him at that time. Page 366. Chapter 35. How Sir Tristram was holpen by his men, and of Queen Isoude, which was put in a lazar coat, and how Tristram was hurt. So when they were departed, Gouvernail and Sir Lambegus and Sir Sintrail de Luchon, that were Sir Tristram's men, sought their master. When they heard he was escaped, then they were passing glad, and on the rocks they found him, and with towels they pulled him up. And then Sir Tristram asked them where was La Belle Isoude, for he weened she had been away of Andred's people. Sir, said Gouvernail, she is put in a lazar coat. Reader's note, lazar coat here means hut for lepers. Return to text. Alas, said Sir Tristram, this is a full ungoodly place for such a fair lady, and if I may, she shall not be long there. And so he took his men and went thereas was La Belle Isoude, and fetched her away, and brought her into a forest to a fair manor, and Sir Tristram there abode with her. So the good knight bade his men go from him, for at this time I may not help you. So they departed all, save Gouvernail. And so upon a day Sir Tristram yede into the forest for to disport him, and then it happened that there he fell asleep, and there came a man that Sir Tristram afore had slain his brother, and when this man had found him, he shot him through the shoulder with an arrow, and Sir Tristram leaped up and killed that man. And in the meantime it was told King Mark how Sir Tristram and La Belle Isoude were in the same manner, and as soon as ever he might thither, he came with many knights to slay Sir Tristram. And when he came there, he found him gone, and there he took La Belle Isoude home with him, and kept her straight, that by no mean never she might wit nor send unto Tristram, nor he unto her. And then, when Sir Tristram came toward the old manor, he found the track of many horses, and thereby he wist his lady was gone. And then Sir Tristram took a great sorrow, and endured with great pain long time, for the arrow that he was hurt withal was envenomed. Then by the mean of La Belle Isoude, she told a lady that was cousin unto Dame Bragwaine, and she came to Sir Tristram, and told him that he might not be whole by no means, for thy lady La Belle Isoude may not help thee. Therefore she biddeth you haste into Brittany to King Howell, and there ye shall find his daughter Isoude La Blanche Mans, and she shall help thee. Then Sir Tristram and Gouvernail gate them shipping, and so sailed into Brittany, And when King Howell wist that it was Sir Tristram, he was full glad of him. "Sir," he said, "I am come into this country to have help of your daughter, for it is told me that there is none other may heal me but she." And so within a while she healed him.
Page 367. Page 367.